Now, you know, guys, Esmeralda, as a there are many items that we use that are brand names, but they use them for generic terms, if you know what I mean, like Kleenex.
Mm-hmm.
People, you know, refer to it as Kleenex, even though that's actually a brand name. So I've got 40 brand names that people use as generic terms here. And I'm trying to, some of them I'd like to figure out what we should call them. If we can't, you know, if it's actually a brand name, then what is the item? Like, for instance, Q-tips is on here. But Q-tips, they say on the Q-tips box, cotton swabs. So technically, we should call them cotton swabs because there are different types of cotton swabs, not just Q-tips. But we refer to all cotton swabs as Q-tips. See what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The Q in Q-tips, by the way, stands for quality. Although they have changed hands several times since then, Unilever owns the company today. So that's Q-tips. That stands for quality. So I think that's a little strange, really. The quality tip? So you're putting quality in your ear? Is that what, that's what's happening? All right. All right, so...
308, by the way.
Well, I'm sorry?
308.
What? Oh, come on now. All right. All right, Jet Ski. That's an actual brand name. Jet Ski. So, you know, what would you call a Jet Ski? Like, what is it? If it's not, I mean, if that's just a brand name, what is it?
A water cycle.
A water cycle. That's good. That's good. Here's what they say it is, okay? If it's not made by Kawasaki, because Kawasaki makes the Jet Ski, it's a personal watercraft. Hey, it doesn't sound as much fun, right? What'd you do today? I went out on the personal watercraft. That's not as fun as like, yeah, man, I was out on a jet ski. Jet ski sounds fun. Water cycle sounds good, too. But personal watercraft, that's what it is. Did you know, by the way, that bubble wrap, that's an actual brand name? Bubble wrap? Bubble wrap is probably the greatest contribution made to our society by Sealed Air Corporation, which they rightly trademarked. So what would you call bubble wrap? They don't have an alternative, is it?
I think it is technically sealed air.
Sealed air? That's yeah. what the object is. But bubble wrap is the brand of sealed air.
Right.
Has anybody ever referred to it? Esmeralda, have you ever said, we're moving, we need some sealed air?
No.
I've never.
I wouldn't even if you said that, I would be like, what do you, I don't know what that is.
Sealed air. So it's technically when we're saying bubble wrap, that's the brand name of sealed air. I think there's a reason why we use these brand names, because the items themselves, like be careful not to wreck your personal watercraft. Wrap it in sealed air when you move it. All right. Dan just mentioned this one a little while ago. Onesies. The term onesies, referring to infant body suits, is owned by Gerber Children's Wear. Does Gerber own everything baby related? Seriously.
Is Gerber Johnson & Johnson?
It is, I think. I think it is Johnson & Johnson. Isn't it? No, Gerber might not be Johnson & Johnson.
Because they got the lock on everything.
Yeah. They got the lock on all kinds of stuff, not just baby stuff. But you know what? Did you know this, Dan? My parents submitted to me to be a Gerber baby.
Really?
Yeah. They did. They submitted, and I think I was a finalist.
Wow.
I'm not kidding. I was like a finalist to be a Gerber baby.
We need to see pictures.
I'm sorry?
Baby. We need to see pictures. Oh. Baby Nick.
Did you ever see the picture of him like in a little suit when he was like two?
What?
There's also one of me like in a Santa outfit.
Is there also any of you with horses? Because in your whole outfit?
No, I don't. Maybe my parents might have that with
there
the riding crop and all that stuff.
That's your job for this weekend.
But there's one of me that was actually posted on the GN website years ago. It's probably been removed. It was me probably 2 years old, maybe. maybe a little bit younger than that, like in a baseball outfit with a cap and a whole uniform and a bat. And I was like two, maybe. But yeah. Yeah, no, they put me up. They put me in there. They for a Gerber baby. I can't. I don't know the whole story. Of course, my mother would probably remember it. But yeah. So what was the one you were talking about, Dan? Me with a suit? Some of the baby pictures got out on.
Yeah, they got put on T-shirts during like your.
Oh yeah, that's right. They did. They put one of my Bruin View events. They made T-shirts out of one of my. That's because Heather had this picture. My ex-wife Heather had. It was like her favorite picture of me. Of course, I was like one, and that was her favorite picture of me. And I can't remember what it, I think it might have been the one with the little Santa costume on.
Yeah, the Santa was a T-shirt. I do remember that.
Yeah, the Santa one. Me dressed up like a little. I'm like a kid, and I'm in a Santa suit. A little baseball suit. Oh, I got another. There's another one. There's another one with me, a little sailor outfit. I'm not kidding. Because, you know, that was a thing in the 60s. You bring your kid in, they dress him up like a sailor and take pictures of him.
Why? We need to all see these.
I don't know where they are.
You ask your mother. She knows.
I don't know what. But I know a couple of them actually made it online. They were out there.
Right.
Somewhere.
I am desperately searching, but while we wait for that, I am putting up one of you when we did our back-to-school gallery. A young Nick DiGelio looking very dapper in, I believe, purple suit? Yes, a purple.
It's purple?
It's purple.
What? What year was this?
Let me see if it says.
Do they isolate me?
Yes, you are isolated.
It's because that's a class picture. I remember there's a class picture from Hamilton when I went to Hamilton. I'm going to say I was six. Maybe that was my kindergarten or first grade or something. So I was probably six. So that would have been 1971. From 1971. Purple? I was wearing purple. Well, it's 1971, so of course I was wearing purple. So.
All right, that is now up.
It's posted?
On the Facebook page.
All right, on our Facebook page, facebook.com/NickDShow. I was six. That's a picture of me when I was six.
You're welcome, 13,600 people.
yeah.
Kindergarten, 1970.
Oh, it was kindergarten. Okay, so that's five. It's kindergarten. It was purple? I'm wearing purple?
It looks purple. I mean, it's purple on purple, it looks like, as well. Like there's velvet dark purple jumper over a purple.
It's yeah. It's 1970, man.
Esmeralda, I'll leave it up to you to try to.
Have you seen it? You see it?
Let me look.
Because I don't know. Because it's 1970. You can excuse the little costume. Because that's how people dressed in 1970. That's how you dressed your kids. You put them in purple velour or whatever the hell it was.
That looks purple.
I don't know. I'm not.
Say purple.
I'm not looking at
you.
It.
Look so kind of like.
What? What do you mean?
In your picture.
Like, there's a picture being taken.
Right. Well, you look a little confused or something.
Oh, well, that's me.
Or bewildered, or I don't.
I was like five, man.
And what did you just come out of the womb?
I was five. I don't know what the hell's going on.
You had left your house before that. What?
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, that's actually the first. That's actually the first year where I wasn't home with my mom. That's the first time I was left alone. Not when that picture was taken, but that, oh, there it is. I'm looking at it right now. Good Lord. Could the collar be longer? Could the collars be bigger? Yeah, I do look a little confused, don't I? Boy, that inset picture is not too good, though. I'll take the kid over the adult that they put in, the ugly dude that's in the corner, the bottom left corner. So, all right. Anyway, onesies. So what are they called? Infant body suits. That's what they're called. Infant body suits.
What about, I guess because jammies would denote nighttime.
Yeah. Yeah, jammies would denote nighttime, I guess. But yeah, so you have to, from now on, Dan, you have to refer to them as infant body suits.
I shall.
Because that's the generic term. Jacuzzi. Jacuzzi. Now, we knew this one, right? Jacuzzi is just a hot tub.
Yeah.
Yeah. then that's a brand of a hot tub, jacuzzi. So hot tub, that makes sense. Crock pot. That's the brand name. You know what do you call it? What is a crock
slow
pot?
Slow cooker.
A slow cooker. That's correct. Now, this I did not know. I got to say, I did not know. Fluffer Nutter. Fluffer Nutter.
Marshmallow.
Is the trademark of Marshmallow Fluff. I didn't know that Fluffer Nutter was a trade. I didn't know they trademarked that. So what do you call it? A peanut butter and fluff sandwich? I guess that's what you call it, right? Because that's what it is.
Oh, Fluffer Nutter is peanut butter and marshmallow.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's a Fluffer Nutter. That's where the nutter
Wait,
comes in.
Do they sell that?
No, that's what you, I guess you make, you, I mean, you have to make it.
So how do they?
It's peanut butter and fluffer and fluff. It's peanut butter and fluff, but the Marshmallow Fluff Company, Durkee Mower Inc., they trademarked it.
I didn't know you could trademark stuff like, I thought you couldn't.
I guess if the name
copyright or do anything like that with food.
I guess the name if fluff if fluff is in it, that's true. You know, that's their product. I don't know. How about this Seeing Eye Dog? That's a brand name. Technically, it's a Seeing Eye Dog if it's trained by Seeing Eye of Morristown, New Jersey. So there's a company called Seeing Eye in Jersey, and if your dog wasn't trained there, then it's just simply a guide dog. Not a Seeing Eye Dog. So, all right, we got a break. We'll come back, and we've got more of these coming up right here on WGN. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN. Dan, I found the picture of me in the baseball uniform. I can send it to you if you want. It's on my Facebook page under my photo section.
Your personal one?
Yeah. You got to scroll down. It's there, though. So if you're interested in seeing that. All right. How you doing, everybody? 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We are back, and we got all our regular features coming up, Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, and all that crazy stuff. We're talking about brand names that we use as generic phrases. Like, I didn't really know that bubble wrap was technically it's sealed air. Bubble wrap is the brand name. So we're going to continue talking a little bit about this. How about this? Breathalyzer. Breathalyzer is owned by the Indiana University Foundation. In 1931, Indiana University professor Rolla N. Harger invented the contraption as a device to test sobriety of drivers. They would breathe into a special balloon, and Harger's device got a reading on how much they had to drink. In 1936, Harger had patented his creation, eventually signed the invention over to the Indiana University. But it was originally called, you see what it was originally called, Dan?
No, I forget.
The Drunkometer. So, I don't know, what do you call it? Is it Drunkometer then? Because, I mean, if breathalyzer, are there different, I mean, don't they have a corner on the market? Are there other companies making drunk testers that aren't the breathalyzer? Because I don't know of any others. How about this one, the Zamboni? We knew about that one. Frank Zamboni. That was named after Frank Zamboni. But you know what they actually call it? Because Zamboni, everybody calls it a Zamboni. But I guess other companies make them, and they call them ice resurfacers. It doesn't sound as cool. You know? I don't see, on Cheers, I don't see them saying that J. Thomas' character got run over by an ice resurfacer. That doesn't have the same ring as Zamboni. And Zamboni is such a fantastic name, too. Like, that's a fantastic last name.
A picture of baby Nick Santa is now up.
Santa? Or baby or baseball?
Oh, I grabbed Santa. Is your baseball one in there,
baseball's
too?
Baseball's up. The baseball one is up there, too. Oh, man. Chapstick. Well, that's lip balm. Do people say chapstick for, I mean, obviously chapstick is the most popular of lip balms, but people say lip balm, don't they? Vic, you say lip balm?
I say chapstick.
For all types of lip balm?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay.
Just like I say Coke for everything as well.
Coke for Pepsi even?
Oh, right.
I call lip balm, but only fancy lip balm.
Even if it's not chapstick and it's like not fancy?
Like in a little pot?
Yeah, that you use your fingers to, mm-hmm. yeah.
Or if it's like a fancy brand?
That's lip balm.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's chapstick.
Yeah. Because I feel like lip balm is something nicer.
Chapstick is a lip balm, though.
No, I know, but I always go chapstick. Or if it's in a stick. I think it's more if it's in a stick form.
Right. If you
of
don't
anything.
Use it, because the lip balm that you think of, the fancy stuff, you usually have to use your finger.
Yeah.
And then put it on your lips.
That's gross. Isn't it? I mean, you got to.
You have to
gross.
Have clean hands.
Yeah.
Every time you apply your lip balm, you have to wash your hands prior to.
I mean.
Well.
You should ideally. Or you get the one that looks like a little ping pong ball.
What?
Yeah, there's one, it's round, and you open it up, and it's a little round thing. Oh. It's kind of awkward looking.
Okay. It's just like the Carmex.
Carmex, yeah.
Remember the glass, the white glass, chunky little round thing that comes in? I always thought that was awkward to carry around.
Carmex. I remember Carmex, yeah. I don't use lip balm.
Good for you, because once you do, your lips, I think they stop excreting certain... That's going to probably... Not sound very good, but
no, I saw
your lips
something.
Get addicted to it.
I saw something, and that's not. It's not.
Don't believe what you
it's
read.
It's not the. It's not the lip balm's fault. That's just people.
No, it's true.
I don't know what's happening.
Ask
right
anyone
now.
Who uses chapstick regularly.
Yeah.
When you stop using it, your lips are just terribly dry.
Well, too, because you're probably licking your lips, which is not good for your lips whatsoever.
Yeah. I don't know. I have no idea what's happening right now. Did you?
We're having a lip balm discussion.
Little League Nick is now up as well.
Little League Nick is now up, and Santa Nick, right? You found Santa Nick as well?
Yes.
All right, they're up on our
Facebook.
Do you just
have a folder of Nick's pictures?
I found them
it's
on my
Facebook.
I found them on my Facebook page for some reason. I get, maybe somebody posted them on my Facebook page or something and tagged me. I don't know. But two of them, like the Santa Nick and baseball Little League Nick.
Aww. Little League Nick.
Hang on. We have to take a break. You can talk about the embarrassing pictures after we take a break. We got a break. We'll be the news is coming up. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Here until 5 o'clock. It's Friday. That means Fly Jams Friday, and all the other regular features. Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, and You Big Dummy is coming up. So there you go. All right. So Dan did unearth those two other baby pictures of me, and they're up on the Facebook page. If you want to see me as Baby Santa and Little League Nick. It's Facebook.com/NickDShow.
They are adorable.
I'm looking at the baseball one. I look like in the baseball one, I can't say it on the air what I look like. I look like a little, the S word. Don't I?
You have this little look on for like, me?
I just look like, I don't know. I look. That's the closest to to what I still kind of look like now because this little idiot is smirking like a smartass, and that's the. So and I believe I'm wearing the same shoes. I was just looking at the. I've not changed my shoe style since I was. I mean, that was probably 1968, maybe.
Do you also still have a just adult version of that outfit?
I've got baseball jerseys like that at home. There's no question about it. That's exactly. I still dress like that, 1968. The Santa one is not. Of course, I don't remember that at all. I don't remember either of them.
Oh, my gosh. That's so cute.
But the Santa one is like that's an actual baby one. I don't know if that's.
Footy pajamas.
Yeah, they're footy pajamas, yeah. And, so they. Maybe that's the one that they used. They submitted to Gerber. I don't know. I have no idea. But they're up if you want to see me as a child. What the hell happened? I was a cute kid. I don't know what happened. Jeez. All right. We are talking about items that are actually, we use them as generic terms, but they're in fact brand names. We were just talking about the Zamboni. Ping Pong is a brand name. Ping Pong. It was trademarked in 1901 because it's table tennis. but Ping Pong is a brand name. Popsicle. That's a registered trademark. Popsicle. They are frozen pops or freezer pops. Popsicle's a brand name. Let's see. 336 area code says dumpster is trademarked. Is it really? Okay. Gerber is owned by Nestle. Oh, my God. Wow. All right. Byrne says, I believe Taser is a brand name. Taser's on this in this article. Formica is a company name. They are laminated countertops. So Formica is a counter name. Scott from Streamwood said, Crescent Wrench is a tool company, but it's just an adjustable wrench. So a crescent wrench is a trademark. An adjustable wrench is the actual item itself.
Is that the one with the little spinny thing?
No.
Makes it wider?
No. Crescent wrench is, it's an adjustable wrench. Like you screw it. There's a little thing that that you twist to make it get wider or smaller. So.
Yeah, a little spinny thing.
Little spinny thing. Yeah, that's it. That's the technical term, little spinny thing. Here's Trucker Rich on WGN. Hi, Rich.
Hey, how you doing tonight, Nick?
All right.
Hey, back in the Bulls' heyday, when they were winning all the championships and beating the tars out of the Knicks,
yeah,
didn't Pat Riley, the coach for the Knicks, patent the term or copyright the term three-peat so that every time it went up on a T-shirt, he got some money off it?
Is that right? So Pat,
yeah.
Wait. So Pat Riley did?
Yes.
So he would make money off of the Bulls?
Yeah, I mean, if you copyright something,
yeah,
anytime somebody uses that name.
That's pretty funny.
You get a royalty, and he did that like in the middle of the season, if I remember.
That's pretty
that.
Funny. That's pretty smart, man.
Yeah, you know? I mean, so every time it was on a T-shirt, he got a little bit of money.
He got making some money off the rivals, too. That's pretty cool. Right. That's actually a good idea. He could buy more hair product.
Right. If you're going to get beat by him, you might as well get paid for getting beat.
That's good. All right, Rich. Thanks, man.
Yep. Have a good evening.
All right, buddy. Take care. That's funny. I never knew that story. I didn't know that. He patented three-peat. Wow. How much money did he make off the Bulls, man?
I'm looking at Celebrity Net Worth, and they said in 1993 – Riles and Company earned an estimated $300,000 in licensing royalty fees. In 1998, the royalty income doubled to nearly $600,000.
Just from that. That's funny, man. That's a lot of hair product. That's a lot of hair product and combs. All right. From Pat Riley. All right, Esmeralda, Rollerblades. You know what Rollerblades really are? Rollerblades is the brand name.
Line skates.
Inline.
Yeah,
that's right. Inline skates. Invented, by the way, by two hockey players. Brothers. The Hansons. The Hansons invented. That joke probably means nothing to Esmeralda, because I'm assuming you've never seen Slapshot.
No.
Okay. Scotch tape. Nah, you know that's a brand name, but what do you do? Is it just adhesive tape? Is that what you call it?
Clear tape?
Clear tape? Because you got masking tape. Masking tape is not, that's not a trademark. I think that's a generic term, masking tape. Yeah, right? Duct tape is another one, because you're supposed to use it on ducks. Not D-U-C-K, D-U-C-T, ducts. Although I believe there is a duck brand name for duct tape. Just to confuse the matter even more.
Right, they've got the little duck mascot.
Yeah, they've got a little duck mascot on it. I don't know what a duck has to do. Well, because it's called duct tape. I don't know what a gorilla has to do with glue. What does a gorilla have to do with glue?
Because they're strong.
I guess so. And that stuff is amazing. That gorilla glue? I can't tell you how many sets we fix at the Factory Theater and built on gorilla glue. Go get a bottle of gorilla glue at the Lowe's now. We got a set to finish, so it'll be nice and safe for the actors. Just fall on their heads by closing night. Sharpie. So that's a thin permanent marker. A Sharpie. Tupperware. Do you refer to everything as Tupperware, Esmeralda?
I think
like all the plastic stuff that you have in your cabinets at home. Do you refer to all of it as Tupperware?
Yeah, I think I do, and I do. I think I do own some actual Tupperware too. So
yeah, I own some actual Tupperware too. My mom, you know, my mom, 70s Tupperware parties, the whole deal.
My mom's friend has recently, within the last few years, she sold Tupperware.
Yeah, I know
so
that
we have a lot of Tupperware.
You told me, I don't know, maybe last year that they were still doing Tupperware parties and stuff, and I was like, what?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's more they just bully you into buying. There's no more parties per se. Like they'll just be like, here. Catalog order.
Yeah, order now. No, Tupperware parties were fantastic. My mom hosted a few of those. Those were fantastic. Just, you know, you'd have to show exactly what the item did, and you'd have to show the patented burp.
I don't know if they burp anymore.
I've got old, and the Tupperware that I have at home, oh man, it's old school Tupperware. It's like late 60s, early 70s.
My mom has some of that.
Yeah.
It's avocado green.
Yeah, it's all the colors
orange.
Are bad. They all fit into one another. The bowls all fit in and the lids. They all kind of, you can stack them inside one another, which is you know, something that all storage containers can do or should do. If you have a bunch of storage containers, you know, they should, as they get smaller, fit in. You can store them that way. All right. Here's Dan on WGN. Hi, Dan.
Hi. The generic term for scotch tape is cellophane tape.
Oh, right. Cellophane tape. That's it. Yes. Yes. Okay. Thanks, Dan.
Clear that up. You
thanks,
bet.
But
thank
cleared that up is right. No pun intended. Cleared it up.
All right.
Whiteout. Whiteout is a brand name.
Now, oh, it's
Whiteout is
liquid.
Well, no, because liquid paper is a brand name as well.
Oh.
And if I'm not mistaken, I don't know which one Michael Nesmith's mom invented. Did she invent liquid paper or what? But she invented that.
Right.
And I don't know if which one came first. I think liquid paper. I think she invented liquid paper, Michael Nesmith's mom. It's called correction fluid. That's what the generic name for it is. Band-Aids. Those are adhesive bandages.
Liquid paper she invented.
She invented liquid paper. That's what I thought.
By the way, adhesive bandages sound so boring. Do you need an adhesive bandage? Yeah,
that's what all of these sound like. Personal watercraft? How is that fun? What are we going to do today, honey? We're going to go out on a personal watercraft.
You try getting chicks. Like, oh. Hey, do you want to ride my personal watercraft?
Yeah, baby. I got a personal watercraft, baby.
What did Vic call it? Now try it with Vic's.
Vic's was water cycle? Yeah. Hey, baby, I got a water cycle. Sounds like you're doing the wash.
Doesn't it sound like
you're doing a load of laundry?
It sounds like it's a bike that you have to pedal in the water.
Right.
It doesn't sound very fun.
No. But it's better than personal watercraft. All right, there's a few more of these. I'm going to save these. We have a few more that we can do sometime later because we got a break here. We got weather and traffic, and then we've got all of our regular features. You Big Dummy is coming up in just a couple of minutes.